Well, thank you for holding. My name is John, the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right. It's good to hear. It's good to hear. And I'm speaking with Paul. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, I was calling in reference to an email that I had received from you yesterday.
Yeah, that was me. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Perfect.
I went over your packages and plans and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys, I'm trying to get pulled over. I was pulled over a moment ago talking to your associate, and got me hooked up with you there. I'm just curious, how do you go about targeting people in my area?
Sure. So very first thing is we set out a radius, about 50-mile radius out, right? We want to make sure it doesn't go any further too far out where it's just time-wasting for you, right? But we update things as far as your keywords and your phrases, okay? Now, you get to choose to modify these keywords and phrases at any time, all right? Let's say tree service nearby or excavation nearby, anything of that nature. They don't have to know your business name. If they type in these keywords, whether it's on Google or even up to 60 different directories that you get to own, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, even Yellow Pages, so anything of that nature, your business will be top recommended on the very first page of Google.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you this. Can you take my current information?
Yes, sir.
And look at and see how I'm doing now.
Yes, let me do that right now, actually. Actually, I did it the other day when I was sending you an email just to make sure we can help you in the best way possible as well.
I've got somebody local that's doing my SEO-type work, which is obviously something very similar to what you're wanting to do. But I'm just curious if you can look, see what he's got me doing versus – and then propose something different or what you would propose to better that, to enhance that.
Sure thing. Yes, sir.
I've already got keywords, and it's not – people don't go in and change their keywords on a monthly basis. I mean, dangerous tree removal, big tree removal, deep tree removal. I mean, you pick out whatever you pick out for your AdWords, and you just run with it. So, I mean, it's not like you would change those on a monthly basis. If people do, it's unbeknownst to me.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to change it, it's there for you. What we bring to the table is not just getting on a Google there, because we need to make sure your traffic is strong. This is what we really specialize in, right? And so let's say, for example, they look through to find you through your website, or I see a website here as well too. Let's say they go through your Facebook. So a lot of people, they don't like to reach out right away. Sometimes they're too busy. They're looking things up at work, and they're like, hey, I need this service, but you never know, right? Well, if that happens and they go on their Facebook later, your ads are going to be popping up on their feed with even a click to call you directly. So all calls all come to you directly. That's it. There's no third-party middleman. Once we work with you, though, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. So what that means is we're not going to spread your leads out to other competitors. There's no contracts with us either. It's month to month. So it's in our best interest that you do well. You're constantly being found. Everything is constantly being updated as far as website as well, too. I love your website, by the way. I'm looking at it right now. But I don't know, if you're like most business owners that I talk to, they have everything, but it's hard to upkeep it, right? They want to add testimonials. They want to add new pictures, change out keywords to be possibly found other ways. You know, always trying to adapt with the new age, right? So that's what we come into play with. I mean, you have an account management team that will help you out Monday through Friday to change those keywords, run promotions, anything of that nature. That's what they're there for, okay? Now, go ahead.
What's a promotion?
Promotion meaning, let's say, I'm just spitting things out. I'm not saying like this is something you should do or if people are doing, but, you know, give a call now for a free quote, free estimate. Or hey, give us a referral and receive your first estimate for free. Something along those lines, anything like that as well. Those are promotional things, right? So any type of promotions that you want to set out there, let's say through Facebook or website, however you want, we'll make sure to do that for you as well. Okay.
Well, predominantly in this area, let's say you know, you're sitting on the couch and you look outside and the limb falls off the tree and you're like, darn, I need to get that tree cut. So you pick up your phone and you say, hey, Google, I need some tree contractors. And then typically you scroll down and you see three or four different people. Those are the three or four contractors that are going to get the lead. How can you put me up there at the top? How can you get me in the top one, two, or three spot on Google when somebody Googles something?
So I'm very straightforward and honest with you, okay? That's just who I am. It's not even just for the company, but this is me, okay, Paul? So if anyone tells you that they can get you an exact position on Google, they're lying to you out of their teeth. That's not how Google works.
Correct.
All right. I don't care how much money they're spending. They can't buy a position. If they could, guess what? Everyone would be out of the business because there's only so many people that could fit on that first page, right? So how we get you more traffic than that is through these other avenues, through the directories, through your website, through your Facebook ads as well. Because people are not just going to look on Google. They're going to, yeah, you're going to get some traffic there. But you already have a great reputation, so reviews is one thing. That's a huge factor. But the traffic, other avenues, that's what we do.
I've got good reviews, and I'm glad you touched on that because I've got predominantly good reviews. I've got one or two that's on there since 2011 that aren't good reviews. How do you go about removing those?
You can't. Yeah, removing them, can't do it. The best thing that you can do is flush them out by having more good reviews. That's it.
Right. Yeah. And we do. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau here in Chattanooga.
There you go.
We just literally, we had a couple of them that came through that were upset because our quotes were too high and didn't even work for them.
No
they
way.
They went on there and started acting. Yeah, that's the gospel. I have no lie to tell you, but it's really irrelevant. But it's the point. That's what I'm trying to make. You know that how can Google, you know, how can you have something from 2011 on there that's going to try to hurt you when Google's trying to help you and they're in control of, you know, it's like you getting charged with a DUI. Should you be penalized for life for that DUI or should you go 3 years or 5 years? Boom, it's over. So that's what I'm trying to say. You know, Google wants you to spend this much money with them, and I do. I've got a limit with them each month that I spend currently. So I'm thinking, if they're on your team, why aren't they trying to help you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But anyway.
I'm sorry, I agree with you. It comes to that, there's a fine line where it's like, okay, did they learn the lesson at that point? I mean, look, every other one from there is all 5 stars on this one. You know what I mean? So I get it.
Yeah, but you're going to have some bad reviews. Things are going to happen. You're not going to please everybody. And to be honest with you, I probably 1 out of 100 is going to get mad. You know, it's just the way it is.
Of course.
In a true but we use ground cover. Man. Anyway. We do all that. But my whole point is I don't think Facebook is necessarily a really good place to advertise. I've got friends in the tree business. I've been doing this for 25 years. And if you Google it, it says one of my sites, and I don't know how it got there, says been in business for 13 years.
Okay.
I mean, that's what's comical about it. All right, who goes in and cleans all the bullshit up that's not even accurate? Now, when I was in business for 13 years, then that would have been an accurate statement.
Right.
But I've had several different guys, you know, that do SEO type work like you're trying to sign me up to do, and I don't see anything for it.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I'm just like, okay. And I told your associate a moment ago, here's the truth. I don't care what my bill is each month.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if you charge me $500 or $3,000. If I'm getting calls and I'm cutting trees and I'm staying busy, then I don't have a problem. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to call you every quarter. I don't want to review. I just want my damn phone to ring. And
yes,
I want to be able to I found you on Google. You was the second one, and people only call two or three contractors. They only want two or three quotes. They're not going to scroll to the fourth page and pick you. I mean, let's be honest. It doesn't happen. So that's why that's important to me. Getting up there where I'm close to Google, how do you do it? And I've been doing this for 25 years, and everybody, well, it takes 6 to 8 months, but we can, well, somebody's got my competitors up on number one spot.
Right.
How are they doing it?
Yeah.
That's what I need an SEO to tell me. I need somebody like you to tell me the reason so-and-so's at number one, two, and three, this is what they did to get there. They didn't just spin the wheel. It's not a, it's
right.
not a roulette wheel. Okay, let's see who we're going to put up there today.
Right.
Well,
so,
that's what I need to know.
If that's where you're looking for to get more higher up on there, because right now you're two, four, six, you're like
seventh
one down.
Eight.
Yeah, you're right
Correct.
There, right?
Right?
So if
who's
you want to get,
who's
well, we got Bradley's Tree Service, Service, and they got Lumberjacks and Chattanooga Tree Service. Those are the three you got there.
All right, tell me. I know both. I know the owners of those three companies. I know all of them. How in the world could they be on? How could Bradley? Is Bradley's an ad? Does it say ads there, or is it just there?
So, okay, that's the next thing I was going to bring up right now. So you're looking to get up there, right? Now, the ads are pay-per-clicks. Now, with most companies,
correct.
Not ours on here, that can run up your bill, right? And I'm sorry, even though you say, yeah, I don't care what the bill is as long as I get the phone ringing, I still look out for the companies myself because I own a side business myself. I understand, you know. So with that being said, other companies, they'll have them say, all right, let the clicks go. Let them have it. But you never know who's doing those clicks. It could be even, it could be Bradley's Tree Service trying to do those clicks because they know that you're getting charged for it.
All right, so
now,
how
with
much
us,
is Bradley paid today?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, what's justifying the cost for him to be, when you Googled it, you pulled it up on your computer and he pops up. What justified him putting him on top today?
Building traffic, and he has a lot of reviews. So he may not have the best reviews, but he has a lot of reviews. He's got 101 reviews over there on currently. You're not far behind him on that, and you have better reviews, okay? Way better. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. So the traffic. So the reason I bring up the Google Ads for you is because for us, it's a flat rate month to month still. Okay. Now that will bring you on the very top of Google above the local map section, and it'll bring you, it'll say ad, the highlighted or in bold AD next to it. So that could be a possibility for you to get up there as well. I'm in incognito mode. I don't know if you understand what that means on there. But what that happens is it doesn't let any of my previous searches affect of what I'm looking for right now. Okay. So that's the key thing there. I try to look at a different program that we might have available in the area, but unfortunately it's not available in your area, and I just, it kills me because it would have been perfect for you to be first in line over there for sure, but it's just not available in that area. So the next best thing I would say is not Facebook really, it would be your Google Ads. Now that's month to month. You'll have, it is pay-per-click, so does that mean that if you run out of clicks, does that mean you'd get off of Google? No, it does not. it doesn't go on the ads and be able to click from there. Okay, so your company will still show up there, and it'll show on the local map section as well, too. And I think that's one way to outsmart these guys a little bit from what they're doing to fast-track you to move quicker up there. I think that's your hidden secret move right there to go ahead and do that.
All right. And I know it varies. You know, the pay-per-clicks varies. It becomes a bid war. This one wants this. This one is so much per click and this. Well, so to bring your organic side up, it just means I need more reviews.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get more reviews is going to help you. It's either one or the other, just being flat out honest with you, man.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. It's crazy because I'm on every job we do. I'm an owner operator. I've got 5 men that work with me every single day. I absolutely love what I do. And if you Google my website, you'll see my equipment. And then you look at everybody else's equipment. Mine's legit. You know, I didn't go online and pictures and throw it out here to try to impress people to look like I'm a Fortune 500 company. I'm not. And I've got a small footprint. got a good reputation in town, but I would like to grow other than just using my same old customers. I want more, you know?
Sure.
And so that's where I'm seeing it. People, oh, I just Googled you. Well, I just Googled you. Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. How do you get that pulled up? And number two, how do you get people to leave Google reviews when they tell you they're going to leave one and they don't?
So that's here's another thing for you. Okay, so you mentioned a lot of the great things here. First off, yeah, I'm looking at your website. I love your website. I think it's very professional. It brings your personality of what your business is about and what you guys can do. Period. No job that you guys can't handle. I'm reading it verbatim there, okay? So it's really good. Now, let's say I hired you as a customer, right, and I want to leave a review on Google. Well, I can either go on Google, or we could set it to put it on the website so that way they can go right to Google to put that testimonial or to put that review there. Bam. There you go. So we could put the links to your website through that. Now, when it comes to saying, hey, John, I need to get more phone ringers for the Google. Well, here, Google Ads is actually a way to go. It doesn't range that far. I mean, you have $5, $10 per click on there, and it doesn't go above. So that's the great news behind it. So for that package, it's $4.49 per month. Okay. That includes your local map section and also includes up to 100 keywords and phrases. So you can conquer more than if you know the lingo better than anyone, right? If you type in certain, I don't know, tools or something, people could be looking for the tools because they're like, maybe I want to do this myself, but then they realize they can't and then they want to hire you, right? So that's another avenue right there. You never know. You can play with it however you want. And not only that, but you're going to be on the top of Google above the local map section. So that's more marketing, right? The more they see your business name, better.
Okay. Yeah, what is maps?
Say that again. Sorry.
I said you said Google local maps. What is that?
Yeah, the local map section is where you're at right now, 7th in line. That's the local map section. Okay.
Okay, that's what that is.
You got it. Yes, sir. Now, above the local map section, they have to scroll down to get to that local map section, right? And above that, that's your ads right there. Yes, sir.
Correct. I got you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. Not only you'll have the local map section, but you'll have also the first half of that page as well. So think about breaking the Google page into three sections, right? You're going to be conquering 2/3 of the page. Why not? If they're seeing your business name right there,
yeah.
You know, it don't matter how big of Bradley's is, you know? So.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, and with all due respect, I like what you're saying. How come it's not already being done?
Ads is pay-per-click. Yeah, ads is pay-per-click. Okay. So you would have to pay for that service, yeah.
All right, and how much would that cost me a month?
I'll give you a family discount on that one at $4.49.
All right, but
that's including everything.
All right, so $450 a month. What? How? So anytime somebody Googles tree work Chattanooga, Tennessee, or dangerous tree removal, you're saying I'm gonna pop up in the ad section,
as well as the local map section as well. Yeah. So if you're having more clicks through those ads, that's only gonna help your business and the ranking on also the local map section to move up on that list too.
Okay. All right. Now, if I hire you, let's say, how is it going to affect somebody that I'm using here locally?
You know, honestly, I don't think they will be affected negatively. You know, I always think about when it comes to getting things up and running, I think it's positively, you know, because we're only adding to the table. We're not taking things away necessarily, you know, unless we were, then I would say, okay, that could be an issue, but I don't see any issue with that if we're just adding more words for you.
All right. So basically you'd be signing me up for pay-per-click.
Pay-per-click.
I'm trying to think, what am I going to get?
Yeah. So with this package for $449, $200 is going automatically into your clicks for the ads. So you don't have to worry about paying extra on top of that. Okay, that's the beauty behind our program. Okay. Now, Not only that, but we're still going to give you the 60 different directories as well, too. You're literally going to have 100 keywords to modify, all right, to use to find your business. So use them. If you want to, if you're telling me what you're, and you're being honest about what you want to do, and this is your end goal to get up there higher, use every single word, every single phrase that you can think of, and then we'll put it in there. That way, we can make sure you're always being found, right? Customers will type in specific words. You don't know what they're typing in, but hey, if you can capture them, that's what extra clicks. That's more traffic. More traffic equals higher in rankings.
Okay. So, all right. So, all right. Let's looking at what I have now. What what would you think my monthly payout is on what I've already got established now?
I mean, I'm just looking at bare minimum over here, to be honest. I just typed in tree service nearby. Give me some other some keywords I could type in real quick. I just want to double check. I can make a rough estimate right now.
Dangerous
tree service?
Tree removal.
Okay.
You know, dangerous tree removal.
Removal.
Big tree removal. Cheap tree removal.
All right, let's try that.
Tree removal near me.
It's pretty consistent. I'm looking here, and you're in an exact same spot for almost all of them. Interesting. Cheap. Let's try cheap. Affordable.
Yeah, affordable. I didn't think about that one. It'd take me a minute. And another thing too, I'm in such a small area.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Does that hurt? I'm not a nationwide company. You know, it's not like State Farm Insurance. We're in every city and every county and town.
Seriously.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hurt me because I'm in a small area?
Yes and no. You know, comparison to your, if it's comparison to your other competitors, it could. Yeah, if they're nationwide everywhere, it's going to be a difficult competition there, you know. But I look at it more
and
like this. As long as, oh, go ahead.
There's really not anybody like that.
Okay, so let me put it like this here, all right? Paul, if I was a customer, and this is just me, I'm just giving you a perspective, okay? If we could get you up there a little bit further up the line there in the ranking. Let's say you're not at the first one, maybe you're at the fourth one, okay? If we get you up there though, top five, okay? For me as a customer, sometimes I look at these big companies that have been around for a long time and I automatically throw them away because I like to help out the mom and pop shops a little bit. I like to be around more of the people that are local. Like I'm just giving you different perspectives of customers that could possibly just want to choose you just because of those little things right there. Or shoot, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I'm kind of the same way, to be honest with you. I don't necessarily go with the top one just because I'm not a real tech savvy person, but I know how my smartphone works and Google works. You kind of go for the top three, but coincidentally enough, I get to talk to each and every customer I cut their tree for. If I did one for you, when you got home from work that night, you're going to be there and say, wow, this is exactly what I want. Thank you. Here, I'll write you a check. Bye-bye. That gives me time to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I say, hey, how'd you hear about it? What made you decide to use us? Bam. They tell me all that. I'm the owner, and it just stores it in my mind.
Yes, sir.
And they all say, well, I Googled it. What'd you Google? Just tree removal.
There you go. See, there you go.
They say that's how they go. But it's not that often. And that's why I'm wondering, why is it not more consistent when predominantly most people do Google searches to get stuff done?
Here's another thing, sir. You're looking at a 45-mile radius, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This package goes about 100 miles out. Okay? Now, of course, you don't want to travel that far out. Okay?
Yeah. It's not cost effective.
Exactly. It's not cost effective. But if your name is everywhere, too, that could help out. I mean, we could bring it about 5 miles out further, like 50 miles. That helps you, you know, for the clicks to move up.
Yeah.
I'm just talking, but like, just, you know, brainstorming here with you, but, you know.
Yeah. That's why I say, is it something that needs to be done on a local level? You know, like what you do, what I'm asking, I've got a guy now and he's lazy. This dude doesn't even bill me on a consistent basis. You know, my wife's got to call him and say, hey, we didn't get a bill this month. Oh, I forget. You know, I'm thinking, how could somebody that's providing a service for you not send you a bill consistently?
Okay. Let's put it this way. As far as your website, did he build your website?
No. My website was built back in 2006 or 5. And the gentleman that did it for me, his son is my estimator, and he's been with me for about 17 years. His father worked for the phone book, which used to be AT&T.
Oh, okay.
Phone book.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they came with a package that said, hey, you will advertise. I used to run a half-page ad in my local phone book. And if you run a half-page ad, we'll do a video for you. And so they sent some company out. They videoed me on a job, and that was all the equipment I had back in 05. Everything I've got now is newer, you know, and so on and so on. And that video is just stuck. And over the years, people have said, well, I can crop stuff and post stuff and pull stuff and add stuff. And, you know, so, you know, I've only done the one, and I haven't ever done another one since then.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. When it comes to your website then, Paul, don't get me wrong, I'm very honest again, okay? So just hear me out. It's a very great, it's amazing website. Don't get me wrong. Very good. But here's the thing. If you're not constantly updating it, what good is it, right? Because why people are going to, if they're not finding it, I don't care if you have the best website in the world. If no one's finding it, it's no use, right? So
how do you update it?
See, that's the thing. So the updates will be from us talking with you, our technicians. You could say, hey, listen, guys, I want to run a new promotion. Put it up there for me. Bam, we got it for you. Monday through Friday, we're open. Okay, so you let them know. They get it done within, I would say, they always say get back to you within the first 24 hours. So always, you keep contact with them and let them know, hey, the words that you use even on your website can help out to build your traffic. Like, there's so many avenues behind this whole thing that makes it a whole running engine, right? Let's put it this way. When you do a tree excavation, do you just use one tool? No, you got many different tools. You have many different ways to cut that tree down, right? Same thing with getting up on Google, getting that traffic. You have many different ways of going about it. As you can tell, I'm very knowledgeable in doing this. We just got to make sure to say, hey, listen, let's get you some Google ads then. Let's get the team to back you up behind your website as well. Let's get a team to also even make sure everything's on point and, you know, communicative with you. Comparison to what you got going on right now, it's great what you have. But obviously, I'm just being straightforward with you, man. Obviously, what's going on right now is working, but it's not to what your expectations are. You're not going to be able – if you're thinking you're going to stay with the same guy and do the same exact thing, expecting different results, that's a definition of insanity on that one, right? So –
Correct.
This is the time we can go ahead and move it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to shop, find somebody like yourself to so I can do away with him and give you the business. That's what I'm trying to do, and that's why I'm trying to compile this. And I just don't know if I need it on a local level since I'm so small, or do I need to do it with your company out in California or this one in Florida? You know. That's where I'm at. And I'm just thinking, well, you know, I don't do this for a living, so I don't know how to do it, you know?
Yeah, of course. Why do you want to spend that time on doing that?
Right.
You know?
Correct. Yeah.
Exactly.
For me to make $100 a month and pay you, then I don't have to fool with it. But that's what I'm saying. How do you know if things are going to be consistently work? And I talked to the other friend that connected me to you a moment ago, and I was like, how do you do this for 10,000 customers if you got 60-something employees? How are y'all able to handle everybody's account when you got that many customers?
Yes, sir. Well, here's one thing. This is not a mandatory thing that within our company, but I personally like to do it. To be honest, I even missed a phone call. I went and called my customer back. I keep in contact with a lot of my customers, and just I'm a lead on the account as far as the programs that we have available for you, the pricing. I try to get the best pricing available for your area, right? But as far as our tech team, you're going to talk with them 99% of the time. If for any reason you can't get a hold of them, you have something you want to change, something's going on, and you can't reach out to them, you'll have my phone number that you can text and call and email, and I'll reach out to them for you if I have to. Okay? So that's just something I like to personally do. Okay? No lie. And so that's the thing on that. You know, you have always some form of contact to make sure to keep things going. And yeah, sure, we have literally over 10,000 companies that we're currently working with. We have a huge team. Don't get me wrong. And these guys work magic. That's how good they are at this, though. That, I mean, it shows, right?
Right.
I mean, we're working with big, big companies, Vivint and everything. So, you know, it's just a matter of you saying, all right, let's give this a shot, you know?
What about hosting? What is hosting?
So let's say like hosting a website, right? So let's say you didn't have a website at all.
Bluehost.
What was that?
Yeah. I think it's Bluehost or something. I can't think of it right now. I think I send them a check every 2 years or something. Bluehost, does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think you're talking about to pay for your domain name, pcrtreeservice.com, that name right there online. Yeah.
Y'all do anything? Hosting the website and all that. Do y'all do that, or is this something else? Are y'all doing something other than this?
We do. We could do the hosting for your, give you an actual website. Here, I'm going to put it like this, though, man. I would highly suggest not to do that. The reason for that is because you already have a big name for your website. Just modify things within the website, because if you change your whole website name, you're starting over from scratch for one. Two, the customers that already know you. Right.
I didn't want to change it. I just was like, how do you add stuff and take stuff off and change it around? That's what the tech team does.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the tech team does. Yes, sir.
That's where I was going with that. No, I don't want to change anything.
Okay.
I might have felt wrong. I apologize. But it's just like one time a guy worked for me, and they're like, okay, who's hosting you? And I was like, it's Bluehost. And they was like, oh, we got to call and change that so we have access to it and this and that and this and that. It got real technical.
Okay. Yeah, these guys will ask for permission to go ahead and change things in within your website, obviously, because they need management control, right?
Right.
They can't, not everybody can just go into your website and start changing stuff. So, they are going to ask for that permission. Yeah.
Okay. So the tech department in y'all's company does that for me. They'll go in and get all my information from me, and then they can go in and make changes and stuff, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, my next question is this. Do I call the guy that's doing this for me and say, hey, I no longer need your services? I've hired somebody out in California. Or do I not say anything to him and y'all just keep doing what y'all start doing it? And then, so how do you go from, how do you transition from one guy doing this to y'all doing this?
You could do it however you like, to be honest, on that one. You could let him know, or
I don't want to get sabotaged. I don't want him to say, oh, man, I'm pissed off, and go on there and try to hurt me. You know, how do you stop that?
Yeah, and here, I want to double check, because, I mean, I never want to tell you something I don't know either. I feel like, yeah, if that could happen, you know, you never know people, right?
That's another reason why I ask, can you look at my stuff and tell me what I got? Here's an example. Let me give you a prime example. He went through, I don't know how he's done it, but like, let's take South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland, Tennessee. These are little townships around Chattanooga. Okay. What he's done is he went in to try to get me more business and put, Bradley, Tree Removal Company, or Cleveland Tree Company, with another phone number, and then that phone number comes to me. Does that make any sense? And somehow he's done it on a local level. He went to Bradley County, or Cleveland, Tennessee. He went to South Pittsburgh. So if somebody lives in Lafayette, Georgia, one's in Lafayette, and people call and they say, oh, okay, you're local to Lafayette. I'm like, we cut trees all over the place. Oh, okay, great. So they did some kind of search, and my number pops up with Lafayette Tree Removal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so he's really hitting all areas. Okay.
Yes, but that's, he's put different phone numbers in all these little towns. So I'm saying, what's this called? Does that make any sense? Have you heard of this before?
Yeah, see, that's weird, though. Okay, I would keep everything identical. Yeah, we want to put you in all these areas, but if I'm having different names, different call numbers, guess what's going to happen? Things get confused, and it's almost like its own branch of things, right? So that's
right.
Probably why you're getting stuck at where you are in your ranking, now that I think about it, right there.
Do you see what that was one of the reasons why I said, can y'all pull me up and look at me as a whole and see what this guy's done?
Mm.
You know, this guy's a local SEO, and I met him a few years ago through a heat and air guy. I was like, hey, man, how you getting your leads? How you getting found in your recognition? He's like, oh, I got this guy over here in Ootowall does it for me. And, you know, I don't know if this guy just does it out of his basement or what, but no, seriously, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
He went.
We're gonna. Yeah,
he went.
We gotta get you on the period.
He went 3 months without sending us the bill. So my wife called him and said, "Hey, we've not got the bill in 3 months. What's going on?" And this is what he told her. Now I'm being straight. He goes, "Oh, we've messed up in the billing department." So we're like, "Okay." So we mail him a check, get it all caught back up. And he's like, I'm sorry about that. 2 months later, he goes 2 more months without billing us. So we call him, and I said, hey, man, what's going on? I said, I don't understand. He goes, well, to be honest with you, y'all are such small potatoes. I've got such other big accounts that y'all are just falling in the cracks.
What?
Quote.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm mailing him a check every month. Plus, I'm spending $500 a month with Google AdWords where Google's billing me directly.
Wow. See, this is where
Google
you can save money. Yeah, well, see,
well,
with those AdWords.
You,
yeah. Wow.
I'm spending $500 a month with Google right now. I can screenshot when it comes through on my credit card because it comes in on my credit card and it dings my phone. So I can screenshot it and send it to you if you don't believe me. I'm spending $500 a month with $500 a month with this guy, okay? I'm spending $500 a month with Google AdWords. So I'm spending $1,000 a month, and now I'm on the phone with you.
Wait, you're paying him $500 a month, and you don't even have Google Ads?
I do have Google Ads, but the AdWords, I do have Google Ads. I'm supposed to. I've got $500 a month. I swear to God, Google is charging me $500 a month. Whether they're giving me anything for it or not, I don't know, but it's showing up on my credit card, Google, and it's hitting it for $500 every month.
Nope. Yep. I don't see
that. And
I'm
billing him it. Yeah. Well,
I'm looking at ads right now, nothing. So what that means is he's charging you pretty much for just local map section with the words to find you. I think that's what he did. Yeah.
That's why I wanted you to look at another fellow that I talked to. I said, can y'all look at what I'm look at the computer and see where I'm at and tell me what I've got and what I should be paying for. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no.
You know,
okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Look, Paul, I got you, man. I'm at this point, I'm just going to say, let's do this. I know for a fact we can help you and save you money compared to what you're doing right now. I'm looking at the area, and Bradley Tree Service is an ad on here. He's the only ad you have up in there in that area for affordable tree removal I put in near Chattanooga. If we get you on the ads on there, you're the next person that'll have that. So, bam, there you go. There's one right there. Two, we're actually – those are ads we're going to have for you. Not only that, you're going to have your keywords and more if you need it too. I mean – like I said, use them all up.
Okay.
You have your account management
all
team
right.
back you up. You're never going to have that issue with payment, things like that. You'll hear me say it in a voice verification. All right. It's all recorded. So
So what should I do? Just cancel the Google AdWords that I'm spending $500 a month for?
When's your next payment for that?
Hang on a second.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why I'll be honest with you. That's why I have begged everybody that I possibly know. I swear to God. I was like, does anybody know an SEO that's a friend of a friend that will give me time so I can sit down and explain the situation? Because I know this is all about money. Our time's worth money, and you got to get it, and I got to get it. But if it was a friend is more likely to say, yeah, man, let's meet and have lunch, drink a beer. I'll sit here and discuss it with you all day, and I'll tell you what you need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to pick you up on that. Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this, because you want to sign somebody else up. I understand that. But my whole point is I need to know what I need to do to finish what I'm already spending. You know, how do I eliminate these guys? What do I do? You know, just call and tell them, hey, I'm not using your services no more, and then just stop paying them? Or do I tell them, hey, I hired Splash out of California to do my SEO work and Google Ads for me? What do you recommend me to do?
Because what I would recommend.
You and them.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to say. If you already paid for the month, then yes, cancel. But if you didn't pay for the month or whatever from there, I would let them know, you know, I would start, but I mean, you got to be very careful of the timing of that payment, right? Because you don't want him charging you extra and you're paying a double, right? So, but yes, you definitely need to cancel. I'm talking with our technician as well, too. We definitely need to cancel with him in order to start. So I think regardless, tell him bada bing, bada boom on that. We can get things rolling for you. Honestly, I think we already gone through this, man, over and over again here is, but you're saving money. You're getting more for bang for your buck and on a more of a professional level. And it's just a no brainer for me on that one. So.
All right. Well, Tim, for what do I need to do to sign up? You need a credit card number? Is that what you're wanting right now?
Yes, we're going to use the credit card, but yeah, so do you have like seven more minutes of your time? Okay.
Man, I got all day. Are you kidding me?
All right, Paul. I'm just making sure.
One other question. When am I going to start seeing results? 6 or 8 months? A year from now?
No way. How long did it take him to do that for you?
Listen, I've hired guys identical to you, okay, that says the same thing you're telling me, and they'll say, okay, you should start seeing results in 6 to 8 months.
Oh, my God. 6 to 8 months is a long time.
Right. And then if you look up on – if you look on Facebook every night, because your phone hears you, you start seeing all these SDOs, hire this, hire that, and you call them, and that's what half of them tell you. Yeah, mail us a check for $600, then, you know, you should start seeing results in 3 to 4 months.
Holy smackaroni. No. Our average is 30 to 45 days to get on the first page of Google. Like, that's how quick we move on stuff. And you're already there. We're just going to enhance everything, get those Google ads for you as well, too. So your Google ads are going to be done within the first 7 to 14 days. That's
okay.
Yeah. I can't believe 6 to 9. That's insane. I'm sorry. All right, Paul. How do you spell your last name, sir?
R-E-Y-H-E-R.
H-E-R? Okay.
Correct.
And then what is the best email we could send? I want to make sure you have everything on paper as well for you. So invoice and also a second form of contact for you.
Right. PCR. That's my initials, Paul C. Ryer. And it's PCRtrees@gmail.com.
Okay. And then also, is this the best phone number for us to reach you at the 6521?
No, my direct number is 423-595-1224. Now, here's an interesting thing. You just asked – hold up just a second. You just asked me a question. What phone number did you just give me? You asked me, is this a good phone number to call you on? Read that one off to me.
The 706-508-6521.
Okay. That is the number that the guy that's currently doing my stuff has generated for me. So you guys have called me. You guys found me, on a number that's not even mine. This is his number that he's generated outside the Chattanooga city limits. I've got one phone number. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my God. Okay, we need to clear that. I'm taking that number off. Give me a second. Hold up. All
right. Right, because you might be taking it off, but you're not taking it out of the system because everybody that – you guys found me on it, and everybody else that telemarkets me finds me on it. And customers call me on that number, and it forwards it to my business number. My one and only business number is 423 – 648-5689. That's on every business card, and I've had that number for 20-something years. Are you with me?
Okay. Yeah, that just blows my mind, though. Okay, so I want to make sure I repeat that back. I got 423-648-5689.
That's right. That's my phone number. Now, you just told me you called me on 508-6521.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And the guy that I'm using has went to all these little local townships somehow on his computer and put in tree removal company because you somehow got it or your buddy did because that's what he called me on.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, he's got my different numbers and it's forwarded to my phone. It's forwarded to my office number, which is the one I just gave you, which goes straight to my cell phone.
What the heck? Okay, we got to clear that up. And we're going to clear that up on Google. Yep, that's definitely something we need to do.
Right, and then number of years in business, if you do a Google search, I saw it the other night. My son pulled it up, and he's like, look, Dad, you've only been in business 13 years. We haven't. We've been in business for about 24 years. So
see, that's a big difference.
That's why. Yeah. Well, of course, who updates this stuff?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
See?
How come it's not already been done? That's what's going with this.
That's some, you know, I'm sorry to say it like this, Paul, but that's some sketchy business right there if you change the number like that. That's not what we do.
I agree. But,
yeah.
Well, what he was trying to do is make it look like that I have an office, a local office in Lafayette, Georgia, or Cleveland, Tennessee, or these little small towns around me, and he gave a local number. So somehow he's went in on the computer and put in Lafayette Tree Service. Instead of PCR Tree Service, he just put some other tree service and has that number forwarded to my number. So when it comes in, the local people look at it and think, oh, okay, you're local in Lafayette, Georgia, which is in essence, it's 36 miles away from here. Follow me?
Oh, my God. I do.
Bradley Tree
Paul,
Service, we do a lot of – go ahead.
Sorry, Paul. I just want to make sure, just in case, if I lose your call here, I'm going to call you right back, okay? Okay, I just want to make sure you understand.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, we want to make sure that it's all the same business. I don't care what anyone says. Like, if you're trying to do different names and trying to lie to a customer, it comes off wrong, first off, you know? It doesn't fill that right traffic. Yeah, no.
Right. It wasn't me doing that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I didn't approve any of this. It just started happening. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? But when people ask me, do you cut trees in Lafayette, Georgia? Yeah, we cut trees in Lafayette, Georgia. You know, but anyway.
That's wild.
But I'm like, what number did you call?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm asking this stuff here. Okay. So next thing is, we want to make sure we have everything right here. I have PCR Tree Service. There's no LLC or anything like that, is there?
Yes, it's PCR Trucking and Tree Service, LLC.
Oh, Trucking and Tree Service. And is it the and sign or spelled that and?
It's the and, just the letter A, the and sign, yeah.
Okay. Now, we
PCR
need to make sure
LLC,
PCR Trucking and Tree Service, LLC. Okay.
That is correct, sir.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I do need to have a physical address on here. Does not mean that we have to put the address onto Google, but we just need to have that on file for you. What would that address be?
It's 600 Warsham Drive.
How do you spell that?
Warsham Drive.
Okay.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Perfect. Is that the zip code 37424?
37421.
Oh, 21. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the credit card information, everything goes to my P.O. box.
Okay. That's okay. We'll get to that in just a second here. I like to do that last. I want to make sure the most important meat and potatoes is first, right? We want to make sure we get the text on the same level, secure that position right now for you. Now, they do ask for an hour window to talk to you. Does not mean it takes a full hour, but do you have time available to talk to them tomorrow?
Any day. Just have them call me.
Any day. Okay. I'll have them give you a call around, let's say, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Is that okay with you?
Yep. That'll be fine.
Okay. Because you're on Central Time right now, right? I know Tennessee's
correct.
A little different. Okay. Just making sure. Okay. So it'll be a 9 a.m. their time. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you both an email right now from Google Calendar. Just hit accept on your side. That way they're going to hit accept on their side and show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay, Paul?
Okay. So now, are you just a broker? What was your status with the company?
I'm a sales lead. So I make sure to regional sales lead here. So I make sure I get the best pricing for you in the area, what you're really looking for. That's really going to help your business grow. I know I am a tech guy. I went to school for computer science, man. So, but that's not what I do for this company here. So that's why I'm very knowledgeable with this whole thing. But our technicians, they're going to confirm everything that we're going over today, and then they're going to go ahead and start making the magic happen for you. Okay.
All right. Where is y'all's company located? Do y'all have a brick and mortar shop? Where's the office at?
Yeah, we're right in Fountain Valley, California, actually.
Okay.
Me personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida, though. Yeah.
Right. So the company basically you're brokering me to this company. Is that correct?
No, I'm with this company. Yeah, Local Splash.
Oh, okay.
Yep, sir.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
okay.
With them too. No, I'm not a different broker. No.
you're not like a freight broker.
No,
I'm not. Somebody else.
Oh, God, no.
You know.
Nothing like that, no.
Well, it's...
Sorry that happened before, if it has, but, Paul, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to call in with them tomorrow to introduce you guys,
okay.
And that way you feel comfortable as well, too, okay? But I just want to apologize ahead of time in case it is a call center, so if I get stuck on a call or something, they're still going to give you a call, okay?
Okay. Are they located in the United States?
Yes, they're going to be calling from California, okay? So, like I said, you're 2 hours ahead.
I'm not going to stop at anybody from Pakistan.
No, sir. Well, you've been through the ringer, haven't you?
I want to talk to a red-blooded, an American, so I can understand who I'm talking with.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't want somebody that I have to listen to.
I got you. Don't worry, sir. I'll make sure.
All right, awesome. I'll be looking forward for the call, and if I don't get it, I'm going to be calling you back.
Oh, you better believe it. All right, Mo, here, we're not done yet here, Paul. We got to make sure to go over to meat and potatoes here a little bit. What's the hours of operations you like to be found for the business?
It's 24-7.
24-7 it is, okay. And then also for the phone number that I'm going to put down for the customers to reach out to you, would that be the 4231 that you gave me? The ending with this 5689? Uh-huh.
648.
Okay.
5689.
Okay, beautiful. Could customers text that number as well or no?
No, they can't. That's a business line, a landline that's forwarded to my cell phone.
Okay.
So how would we change that? So they could text to that. That's a good question. Nobody's ever asked me that before.
Yeah. To me personally, the reason I asked that is because like I said, I'm not lying to you. I own my own business as well. And one thing is I want to make sure it's always available for a customer however they want to contact, you know. That's going to be a technician call on that one. I'll leave a note in here to see if there's something they can do to help you out with that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Okay. And then also
– Yeah, you sound like a young fella. you don't have any sports injuries by any chance, do you?
I have plenty. I'm actually a Junior Olympic gold medalist for Taekwondo.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Wow. My sister was in gymnastics and trained at Bella Caroli's for many years until she got injured. She was on the was trying out for that with Bella years ago. Funny.
Wow.
You said. But my cousin's an orthopedic surgeon in Tampa, Florida. So his name is Christopher Ryer. Dr. Chris Ryer. So,
yeah, I wish I had some. I had a broken hip, a broken elbow. I mean, I had to keep fighting on camera while it's broken. Like it's full contact sport, man. So yeah, we had a doctor at that time.
Yeah, that's badass. I like that. I wish that was something I'd done when I love like Bruce Lee movies and I just stuff like that. I watch on Facebook all the time. I just can't help it. But
oh yeah,
that's interesting. That's pretty cool. Plus, you stay fit. And you're probably healthy. That's good.
I try to be. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's the goal, you know.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. So also. Let's go over a few things here. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo?
We accept credit cards, all the credit cards of Discover, MasterCard, Visa, American Express. We offer bank financing.
I saw that on your website. I love that.
Yeah, and it believe me, it pays off. And you're not selling tree work after they want you to do it. You're selling a payment, so you can pretty much name what you want. It helps.
Uh-huh.
When people can't afford, but you give them a payment they can afford, they could care what the total is. They just want that payment number. It's crazy. Believe me.
That's wild.
It's serious. It's crazy. But so that, okay. Yeah, so credit cards, we do accept cash, which, you know, rarely do we get cash, but
right.
Credit cards, checks, credit cards, and bank financing. We don't finance it. We just do a bank and they get all the information and set it up for them. Our 12-month same as cash, if you want to put that in there, it's the same thing. 12-month same as cash and bank financing.
12 months same as cash? Okay.
Yep.
Make sure.
And firewood. Can you put that in there too? Firewood sales?
Firewood sales. Let me see if I can put that here. Yeah, I'll
put that somewhere
there.
In there.
Yeah.
I bought a firewood processor last November, and so all the trees that we generate, we process into the firewood. And
out of here.
So it's starting to take off a little bit.
That was one thing I read on your website. I love that. You guys do it. It's very eco-friendly as well, too, so that's pretty amazing stuff that you guys do there, you know? No wonder you've been in business for so long, sir. Okay.
Well, I'm on every – OCD, big time. We use ground cover mats to protect the yard, and there's only one other company that's got them, and I introduced them to him locally. And I'll tell you another thing we do. I do subcontract from other contractors. I've got two companies in town that are semi-retired. They're in their early 70s, and I do about 90% of their work.
You really?
So I swear to you, I get work from my competitors that literally go out and cut trees, and I own my own crane and everything. So instead of them renting cranes and stuff, they sub it to me. They get it cut right off the top, and I do the work and clean it all up. So if I can work for two of my competitors, and I've been doing that for many years, that tells you I'm real anal about making sure the job's done right.
Oh yeah,
you know,
enough said.
Seriously, you go to your mom and dad, you've got a mom and dad, I'm sure, and if they needed a tree cut in their front yard or backyard that was overhanging their swimming pool, you don't want just some Tom, Dick, and Harry back there cutting it. You know, we come in, we set our crane up, we use ground mats so we don't bust the driveway or tear up the grass. I mean, we meticulously take the tree out. And that's why I said Bradley's at the top. If you knew how this cat cut trees, you'd say, oh, my God, how's he in business? But
really,
it is what it is. Oh yeah, believe me. It goes on.
I won't even get into that one, man. You know, all I know is when it comes down to competition, I just focus on me. You know, it's no competition out there, but it's to my own self.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's exactly, and that's the reason why I wanted to know who was up there. When you said that, I struck that as so hilarious. But
yeah,
you know, it is what it is.